All right, we're back on location at the 7th Annual Barry Good Night Dinner at beautiful La Jolla Farms here at the estate of Bill and Michelle Lirak.
So, Joe, last segment, I'm getting hungry.
We're getting out there. Live music, live animals, 400 people have taken over the place. It's really magnificent. But I know in this segment, Michelle wanted us to focus on farmer sustainability. We have two experts in that area. We have with us probably the founding, the queen bee of farmers markets here in San Diego, the CEO of San Diego Markets, and many people know the name of it. It's Kat White. Kat, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I don't think that Rich has much to worry about in terms of being hungry. As soon as you bust out of that door, you got a lot to choose from down there.
25 chefs offering their wares out there. And then also this segment we have with Tarabella Ranch in Deluge Valley, an agribusiness owner of Farm to Office, Jeff Alves. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So we want to talk about farmer sustainability in this segment. And what can you tell us about that particular area in terms of how they're doing and in that regard? So.
Sure, yeah. Sustainability is really important, especially when we think of local family farms staying in business and staying in practice with whatever their craft may be. Mm-hmm. I come from a multi-generational family of farmers, and so does my wife. And I think sometimes it's getting harder and harder for some families to keep that business going. I come from a family of dairy farmers, and that's a really tough business. I've kind of ventured off and started farming with some of my wife's family, and we're keeping that multi-generational farm going. And I think you just have to get really creative in wanting to work with multiple generations to keep sustainability going, and not a lot of farms have that opportunity. And I think if there's someone that's young that wants to be in agriculture, we need to kind of grasp those opportunities. I'm not sure the exact number, but I think the average age of the farmer is in their 50s. It's like 52, 53.
I think it's actually 62.
Yeah, okay, so 62. Right, 60, so that was when I was back in college, so it's been a little while. Yeah. So it's probably getting older. So, Mac, I think a big part for me looking at sustainability is really maximizing how you can keep a younger generation involved in farming.
Well, you're pretty young. You're like, what, 28 or so, or what?
Thank you. I'm 32.
Yeah. Get out of here, really.
Yeah.
It's all that good food, you see.
It's the Portuguese blood, baby.
Now, where is Deluge Valley, real quick?
It's nestled. It's a beautiful farming region nestled right in between Fallbrook and Temecula.
Gotcha.
So it's right at North County, right on the county line.
And you have how many acres, and what do you raise up there?
It's our grandparents still live on the ranch. We do all fruit trees out on that ranch, and there's about 50 acres in production. It's a over 200-acre ranch, though, out in Deluge.
So peaches, pears, and what?
Avocados, citrus, figs, grapes. Grapes, a lot of specialty types of crops, more tropical type fruits, and we also partnered with we have family farms up in Northern California doing nuts and dried fruits as well.
Wonderful.
Do you have wells on your property, or what's your story with water?
Yeah, water's a big issue. We're pretty fortunate on our ranch out in Deluge. There's a big natural body of water that we're able to irrigate from, but there is certain months throughout the year where we're paying those high ag fees, and San Diego County, of course, has the highest in the state. Mm-hmm. The farms up in Northern California, a whole nother story, much more difficult.
Yeah,
issue with ground storage water. That's definitely something that's a big issue there. Each farm kind of takes on its own beast, and being a part of multiple farms, definitely have had first-hand experience with that, but water's definitely, we're always doing the rain dance for sure, but mm-hmm. storage water is a big part of that. If you don't have the infrastructure to contain water, you're not going to really be able to capture water and save it and use it to your best source.
Kat, in your experience, obviously you deal with a lot of vendors, a lot of farmers. How is sustainability, how are things trending with those vendors and their ability to maintain their businesses?
It's tough here in California, and Jeff and his family have done a tremendous job in terms of looking for new avenues to sell their produce. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of direct marketing. They're in farmers markets where they can sell direct to the consumer. Mm-hmm. He's been very creative in terms of creating farm to office, which delivers directly to offices, restaurants, that kind of thing. They really have to look for creative ways to sell. And Jeff, I don't want to imply that it's easy for them, but he is a multi-generational farmer, so he's on land that has been in that family for a long time. When you talk about farmers' ages trending up, mm-hmm. being at 62, 63 now, it's because we actually have a good, strong desire in California for new farmers to go into that business, even though it's a hard business. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of passion there.
Yeah.
Jeff and his wife have been really involved with Future Farmers of America. There's a pool of people that wants to go there, but take somebody that's not even in Jeff and Nicolina's situation that has to buy land in San Diego County and they're bidding against developers.
Mm.
Tough, tough thing. This is a very high-cost land area.
Yeah.
So trying
almost the entire state is.
Yeah, exactly. No, all of California is facing this. And also the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. same situation. You know, mm-hmm. and unless you're in the middle of the country where you're selling corn, it's tough to get a hold of land to grow here. So we do everything we can in terms of working with our farmers and our vendors that use farmers' crops and ingredients in the artisan foods that they create to try and help them think outside the box, find different ways to get directly to the consumers. Anytime they can sell directly to consumers mm-hmm. as opposed to going through a distributor. We have terrific mm-hmm. distributors here in San Diego. We've got some really high integrity yeah. guys distributing produce, but they still have to make a living too. So anytime the farmer is selling to them and then the distributor is taking their cut, that's a little bit money, less money than the farmers
which
putting in their
pocket.
Which
is why the farmers markets are so important.
We were
just plugging them. So I know you have Little Italy. Do you just want to plug some of the more popular ones? Go for
sure.
it.
Sure. I run the largest farmers market in San Diego County, Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that comes close and depends. If you want to talk about what the largest market is in San Diego County, you can talk to me and it's Little Italy, or you can talk to that liar Dave Larson that runs Hillcrest. and he'll tell you it's Hillcrest. Kidding. Love Dave. But we probably go neck and neck in terms of the largest markets. But there's actually almost 60 farmers markets in San Diego County.
I was going to ask you, wow.
Yeah, lots and lots of markets.
That's come a long way, right?
It's great. Our North Park market is, we just changed locations to an easier to get to location, better foot traffic, and it's in a matter of 2 months has gone from one block to two, and we're getting ready to expand to three. That's on a weekday, Thursday afternoon. We get a lot of chefs. We get a lot of shoppers out there.
And if they want more information, sdweeklymarkets.com, right?
That'll work.
You know,
yeah.
So
but question, how do we bring farmers to the city? I mean, can we grow crops on tops of condominiums? Can we grow things up the side of buildings? I mean, what can you do?
You can do some of that, and it's an interesting quandary because most urban farming is really designed to be hydroponic. There's some back and forth on whether that's real farming. I'm going to do those air quotes there.
Yeah.
It's certainly a wave of the future in one degree, but there are people that believe that if you're not getting the nutrients from the dirt, it's not exactly the same as what you do when you do hydroponic, mm-hmm. but it's certainly a great avenue. The other part of that, though, is looking at the whole food not lawns kind of movement. So that vast swath of grass at the San Diego County building down near my Little Italy market, why isn't that tomatoes or lettuce or squash or something instead of grass? So when we've got limited water, why aren't we using it for food?
Yeah, City College ripped out some of their lawn.
They did.
And put some gardens in
there. Yeah, they've done a nice job.
You're seeing more and more schools do that, I think. So
it's a great thing.
That's a nice thing to see. But how about unforeseen pests or something like that? I mean, that could really wreak havoc, right? And cost, right?
So sure. Farmers are business people. You know, it's a little bit more of a literally they bear the seasons. You know, and they're one of their greatest business partners. We say in our family is Mother Nature. So you have to work with Mother Nature, and that's a very unpredictable relationship.
She's moody.
Yeah, she can be very moody. You know, I mean, it's not someone you want to really upset. But yeah, there's lots of unforeseen challenges that farmers have versus some other entrepreneurial paths that other business people may go down. And weather, pests, you know, there's a lot of outside, certain outside forces that could play an impact on that. And so you have to be prepared for that. And I think one of the greatest ways you could do that is to be a diversified farmer, especially nowadays. If you put all your eggs in one basket, no pun intended, but if you are focusing all on just one crop and you do have pests that attack that one crop or something unforeseen attack that crop, well, there goes your whole business. So if you diversify and have different avenues, different crops, you know, Kat mentioned think outside the box. Mm-hmm. You have to get creative. And for farmers, you have to think outside the field, outside the orchard sometimes with creative ways to diversify your operation.
So are small farms going away or being consolidated? Because I know if you don't have certain enough, you know, land, I mean, it's a huge challenge.
No, San Diego County is a really unique place. We are one of the number one counties, if not the number
we
one.
I'm not the number one county for small farms.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
So there, I don't think small farms are going away. If anything, I think that there's going to be a great potential for them to grow.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got to wrap it right there. But thank you so much, Kat White, with the farmers markets all over town here, and Jeff Alves with Tarabella Ranch. And we got to wrap it up. So Richard, thank you, and thank you, Michelle Lyrek, and the very good night dinner. 7th annual, we're on site here. Thanks to Dave Sniff, our program director, who's on site with us on this beautiful 6-acre estate overlooking the ocean. And thanks to Craig Blank, our con executive. All these podcasts are on iwaymoney.com, and you can get all these websites from all our guests tonight. Thank them all. There are too many to thank. So we'll see you next week, and take care. Good night now.